News Talk Breakfast. In association with AIR. Seamless connections with Ireland's number one broadband provider.
And earlier this year, Apple proposed new technology that could scan iPhones for images of child abuse. But the firm recently paused those plans after a backlash from the privacy community. A new analysis of this technology says it could tear at the heart of privacy if it ever came into use. And News Talk's technology correspondent, Jess Kelly, who knows everything about this kind of thing, joins us now. First of all, who are the privacy community? Who even are they? And surely most people would think something that would scan for child abuse would be a good thing.
Yeah, Ciara, you're not wrong in that regard at all. I suppose the issue is that this technology, it has been looked at extensively by security and privacy researchers, and they found that it didn't only find images that were distressing. There were times where it found false positives as well as false negatives. So it's not 100% accurate. We often hear stories of, you know, facial recognition technology, for example, struggling to identify people who aren't white males. That's a big issue. So when you place trust in technology like this, you'd want to have very high confidence in terms of its accuracy, and that accuracy is just not there yet. So that's one of the concerns. Another concern is that this technology could be used then in other ways, because it would be working in the background of your phone. So if you bought a new phone, it would come pre-installed, it would work in the background. And it uses technology that it's not going to be looked at by a human to begin with. It's called perceptual hashing. And so what happens is it's deployed in the background and it's scanning images for certain, I suppose, fingerprints. So to look for certain things that would be in images of this nature. If multiples of those images are found, then they are flagged to law enforcement. But I suppose the concern is that you could have people who have completely innocent photographs on their phones being flagged to law enforcement, which could cause quite a bit of distress.
But here's the question. Suppose, I understand what you're saying about false positives, false negatives. So maybe you have a picture of your child in the bath or something, and it's entirely innocent. I don't know what the false positives might, you know, entail. But supposing there was something kids on the beach or something entirely innocent, and that generated one of these pickups. But then surely, if it's put in front of a human, they could then go, "This is actually innocent." Does it still not seem like a good idea to you? Is there no way around this, Jess? It just strikes me as a shame.
I think there are ways around it, Ciara, but that human intervention would be a massive operation. If you think about the number of people that would be required to view every false negative that gets flagged, that gets tripped, it would be a massive operation. And I also think the concerns around this type of technology being used on a wider scale, so being, you know, drawn out to a wider remit, if it falls into the hands of particular governments in certain parts of the world where they want to monitor and censor content, that could be a huge concern as well. So I don't think anybody is questioning the motivations or the need to address issues of child abuse in any way, shape or form. I think the issue is that once this genie is out of the bottle, you can't put it back in. We have seen the implications of releasing technology into the world before it was ready, before we knew how to regulate it, before we knew how to interact with it. So I think that there is a level of caution there. And the privacy researchers, I suppose, are just trying to raise a few red flags. I don't think it's dead in the water. I think Apple will continue to look at this in different
veins.
It just
needs to be refined in some way.
Exactly.
Okay.
Exactly.
Look, thank you very much for that this morning, Jess. That is News Talk's technology correspondent, Jess Kelly.